Well, as most of you know, 9 days ago on December 21st at 9:11 a.m., my third daughter, Serafina Eliora DeLapp came into the world. She came out of the darkness of her mother's womb. And of course, like all babies, before she was birthed, she would kick and move inside of her mother's belly. She would twist and turn. Her limbs and her little rear end would poke out of my wife's stomach. Tiny signs of spirit, even in that darkness. But then the moment of moving from the comforts of what she knew to the strange, frightening world of the future, birth. And earlier this week, I was holding little Serafina in my arms. Got my left hand with my scar on my right near my thumb, and then on my pinky finger, and then the Jiffy Pop scar on my wrist. That was when I was like one. And that was the arm holding her and cradling her legs as she was snuggled into my elbow. And with the other right hand, I'm patting her little oversized stomach and talking to her. Serafina was asleep in a white onesie with smiling strawberry footsies on them. She smacked her lips, and then she pressed her soft cheek against my Star Wars t-shirt, one of my favorites. It's a dad joke one. It says, "Darth Vader, I am your father." You get it, right? Right? Double irony. Yeah, my children love it. I'm holding her, and she's pressing against that with her soft little cheek. And in that moment, Serafina was helpless, resting in my hands, my five-fingered fortresses to keep her safe. And I did. I held her in my arms. "Sleep, little bear, sleep. Daddy's got you. Sleep." And sisters and brothers, this is precisely the image of death in Jesus. On the cross, Jesus prepared to come out of the dark womb of his life. As his arms trembled and his ribs heaved and groaned, Jesus smacked his chapped lips and pressed his bloody cheek against his father's chest. "Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit." And this morning in our reading from 2 Timothy, St. Paul himself prepares to come out of the darkness of the womb of his life. He smacks his old wrinkled lips and he presses his white bearded cheek against his father's chest. "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." I am now ready. In other words, "Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit." Soon Paul will pass into eternity. And in that moment, he won't be kicking in the womb anymore. He will be in his father's arms. This morning, we remember Carolyn Magruder, a little child of God by baptism. In the 78 years of her life, Carolyn, like all of us, had her ups and downs, her joys and her sorrows, all in the darkness of life's womb. And yet God was with her. Her little limbs and her little rear end would poke out of life's belly, tiny signs of the Holy Spirit, even in that darkness. Whether it was joy in her children and grandchildren, providential encounters with Neil at the architecture firm, participation in Daughters of the King, or even laughter on the deck of a cruise ship. The triune God was involved in Carolyn's life. He was involved until the very end with these little gifts of love and life, little signs of the Spirit, kicks in the womb. Even when her memory was spent, the Spirit gave her to kick in life's womb. This past May, Neil went down to the nursing home, and it was the second, their anniversary. And he drove to Raleigh with a little trepidation. But when he came through the door, Carolyn looked up. "Neil, do you know what today is? It's our anniversary." A kick of Holy Spirit life in the darkness of life's womb. Love. Over a month ago, Carolyn passed into eternity. She came out of life's womb. And in that moment, Carolyn was a helpless babe. She had nothing. Nothing. Not even the memories that hold together one's life and identity. And yet there she was. Asleep in a white onesie with smiling strawberry footies. She smacked her lips and then pressed her soft cheek against her Heavenly Father's chest. "Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit." In that moment, Carolyn was helpless, resting in her Father's hands. St. John writes, "And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from henceforth. Even so, says the Spirit, for they rest from their labors, and their works do follow them." And so Carolyn rests in her Father's hands. She rests free from the cares of life's hardships and a tangled memory. She rests in God's hands, just as she confessed when she chose our opening hymn, "A mighty fortress is our God." God holds her in those scarred, five-fingered fortresses. He never abandons his children. Her Father holds her tight to his chest. And through Jesus in the Spirit, God wipes away all of her sins and stills all of her sorrows. "Sleep, little bear, sleep. Daddy's got you. Behold, I have graven you on the palms of my hands." Our Heavenly Father holds Carolyn in his hands. And that is good news. That is gospel. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.